This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a great hour here on Auto World and invite you to come along for the ride, as you've been doing for more than 20 years of my life. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for being here. We've got Mackenzie at our network located just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, manning the phone. So if you'd like to dial in, we don't get enough people dialing in. Don't be afraid. I am live here and can help you out at 855-660-4260. Or you can email me if you prefer, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Over the 20 years or so I've been doing this show, I try to assemble the best guests possible, and we have one of those gentlemen joining us for this entire hour. He's with us quite often because he is really good at what he does, and he's also a very accessible gentleman, which is something rare in the year 2019, if you can believe 2019. I was talking with my producer, Mackenzie, going back into the 1970s and 80s when it was, especially 70s, it was mandatory in 60s, mandatory that if you were a rock singer, a pop singer, you know, pretty much that you were ugly, and the record company didn't care a bit. Because it was all about the music. And now, of course, in the visual age of 2019, as long as you look like a beautiful person, they can find somebody to write you a song, and they can talk to your voice so you can sing. So we're going old school here, having real guests that really know their stuff. There are a bunch of people out there doing automotive radio, automotive television, automotive podcasts that don't know jack blank about cars. Well, one thing I do know, and I don't know a whole lot about anything, especially the older I get, but one thing I do know is cars, and one thing I love is cars. And one thing I love is having you guys here so I can share my passion with you. This show is all about America's love affair with the automobile. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, if you get a question about oil or synthetic oil, we get the man, Tom Appel. And coming up a little later on, if you're going to join us for the full ride, and I realize many of our stations don't take all 3 hours, but if you were taking all 3 hours, you would hear Mark Williams, who shared time with me at Motor Trend. He was editor-in-chief of Truck Trend, and he managed to land, after a couple of years of kicking around, a really good gig at Cars.com, where he is pickuptruck.com editor-in-chief. And Mark knows trucks, and Mark loves trucks. So that's what we're going to be doing in this hour. And we begin this hour by bringing forth a gentleman who, like I say, I have the utmost respect for. He's one of our regular contributors. He's one of the good guys in the world of automotive journalism. He lives and hails from the great city and surrounding area of Chicago, and his name is Tom Appel. Tom, welcome. How you doing?
I am good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Did you do anything on New Year's Eve?
You know, there's a local radio show here in Chicago that I'd been doing. It was an overnight show for years. And the host had retired, but they come back to host a New Year's Eve show every year. That's on WGN Radio in Chicago. And every year they invite me to come down and to pay witness to the musical guests they bring down. So my wife and daughter and I did that New Year's Eve. It was very nice.
That is fantastic, and you know, I hats off to those guys for doing that. And I only wish radio in 2019 was run by people who could give other folks the opportunity to do what those guys did for all that time. But that's great, and that sounds like a tremendous amount of fun. Well, we're going to have lots of fun here today talking about some of the vehicles that have gone through the garage at Consumer Guide, but you were with us a couple of weeks back, and for God's sakes, folks, log on to consumerguide.com and take a look at the 2019 Best Buys. Tom took time out of his schedule to go through with them all the winners and all the players, because sometimes it was hard to choose a winner. There are so many good vehicles out there today, but Tom and his crew did an outstanding job of putting together the list, and we got through the complete list, the only one that we did not touch. So we will begin this hour by just finishing up that piece, and that's the 2019 Consumer Guide Best Buy in the area of electric. So which vehicle was the vehicle that you guys, well, let's talk about some of the considerations and then tell us which one ultimately won.
Yeah, there's a lot of good considerations in that category. And one of the most important things for us was 50-state availability. There are a lot of electric vehicles that are out there right now that are only available in California or just California, Oregon, and the other green states up in the Northeast Corridor. So we wanted to make sure that the car could be had everywhere, because one very nice car is the Hyundai Ioniq EV, but that is not available every place. But available every place, you have the all the Tesla models, including the Tesla Model 3, which is a very compelling vehicle. You have the Chevrolet Bolt EV. You have the BMW X3, for example, which is the i3, which is an entertaining vehicle. And those are really the ones we looked at most closely, because you could get them in every state. They were accessible and, to some extent, affordable. And it was really affordability, dealer network, and just general functionality that drove us to the Chevrolet Bolt as our best buy. You've got a range of almost 240 miles. It is actually just flat-out fun to drive. It's not so much that it's fast, it's that throttle response in electric vehicles is immediate, and it makes it so rewarding. But we're big fans of the Bolt.
Yeah, I would concur. That is certainly a big hit, big engineering achievement for General Motors, and bringing in and at the price point that it does is kudos to them. It's interesting. I see the Model 3s. Tesla has a local facility not that far from my house, so I see them parked. They're all the ones in the facility parking lot are all white. I've never seen a Model 3 on the road. I see a lot of Model S's. There's a Model X. I've seen two of them. One, my daughter's school. There's a mom there, a wealthy mom that has one. But what do you think about Tesla before we segue into regular test drives? Their stock plummeted this week, evidently, after price cuts, and also they didn't make their production numbers, and people are still not, there's some people in the financial community who, you know, firmly believe this is the future, and there are some folks that are quietly whispering, you know, maybe this isn't exactly the future for now. You know, it's part of the future, but it isn't the only future.
Yeah, you raise a really great point. And to some extent, Tesla's been able to pull ahead demand for electric vehicles in a way that other manufacturers haven't. If we disregard the product for a moment, just talk about the brand, Tesla, for whatever reason, is selling by itself more than half of all EVs. And there's some way that Tesla has somehow awakened in the general public an interest in electric vehicles in a way that other manufacturers have failed to do so. I think the Chevrolet Bolt, for example, which sells reasonably well, should sell far better. And I think that if it was called Tesla, it would sell better. But there's a certain amount of resistance, and I think the early adopters who latch onto EVs resist traditional manufacturers in a very interesting way.
That's true. I mean, I hand them to doing. I've never driven any of the Tesla vehicles. They've never been in the press fleet around me. But the S is certainly a very good-looking vehicle, which doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt the fact that, you know, it's a very expensive vehicle. Kind of become a Hollywood car. I mean, for a while there, the Hollywood people wanted to be politically correct. They had their other fancy cars parked at home, but the one that they drove out to be green, you know, was the Toyota Prius. And then finally, they got themselves, a cool-looking vehicle that they can be seen in, and it's green,
yeah.
And that's the Model S. It dominates California. We'll put it in neutral, Tom, because they're chasing us out the door for a break. But when we come back on the other side, let's get into talking about other new vehicle test drives. That's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're blasting along the highway here. Thank you so much for being with us. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. ConsumerGuide.com. That's the place to go. And he has a great daily blog called The Daily Drive. A full tank of automotive news and commentary in the company's words. And let's talk about some of these vehicles. Rebel Rebel was a song by David Bowie, not one of my favorite Bowie songs. How about yourself? If you had to name your favorite David Bowie song, would it be Rebel Rebel? Definitely not for me.
Wow, I don't know. Major Tom, maybe. Major Tom, I don't know.
Major Tom or Let's Dance. So that whole album from 1983, produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards from the disco group Chic, is actually his most commercially successful album. It actually had three hit singles. As I go back to the old disc jockey and me, like your friends there in Chicago. Well, let's tell folks about this Ram Rebel, redone for 2019. I remember driving briefly the predecessor.
Yeah, the Rebel was introduced late in the run of the previous generation of the Ram, and it was an off-road oriented vehicle, not overcommitted to off-road, but more off-road ready than the rest of the lineup. And it features an elevated ride height and more off-road oriented wheels and tires, and some good-looking sort of muscular masculine trim. And that trim level has been brought back for 2019, and the redesigned Ram. And Consumer Guide recently took a spin in it, and one of the things about it that's most noticeable is that even though the Ram Rebel is more or less a mid-level trim level, the interior is just gorgeous. Ram absolutely leads the category in interior fit and finish and quality of interior trim, and that carries down to lower trim levels as well. Other than that, this is a very likable vehicle. It's incredibly quiet. The Ram features a coil rear suspension, which is unique in the industry, and it really, the ride and handling benefit from that. It's really hard not to like the Ram, and the Ram Rebel is a fun version of it. We had made the Ram a Consumer Guide Best Buy, and really the only drawback to this vehicle is fuel economy. With the Hemi engine, which totally gets the job done, we only saw about 14 miles per gallon, which is a little disappointing, and really trails the rest of the pack.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but definitely good job. They've hit a lot of home runs here with this 2019 Ram, and I like this sporting incarnation.
Yeah, and we're also waiting to see an e-torque version of this. For people who don't know, e-torque will be Ram's version of a hybrid system that's going to be spread around FCA in different vehicles, including Jeep. And it's really a mild hybrid system that will help with launch and help with stop-start. And that should do a lot for fuel economy.
Absolutely. What a great innovation that is. Next up on the list is the CX-9 for Mazda, a vehicle I had the pleasure of driving a couple of years back. And again, as we've touched on before, us journalists tend to like Mazdas, and that is the case in this particular vehicle. The CX-9 is a well-done machine, got very good interior execution. The quality of materials is higher than what you would expect, and these vehicles are generally fun to drive. You know, the Zoom Zoom in their advertising campaign isn't just a lot of BS. They actually do give a lot of that Miata playfulness into all of their vehicles. But tell us about this Signature model. I'm not familiar with the Signature.
Yeah, and that's really the story here. Mazda had made known its intentions a couple of years ago to move the brand slightly up market. And if you read between the lines, they're almost looking to take Mazda to roughly where Acura is. And the Signature model is part of that trip. It is a new upper trim level that is positioned above the Grand Touring, which was a fairly well-equipped vehicle to begin with. The CX-9 is Mazda's large, it's really mid-size, but it's a very large mid-size crossover with a very useful third row. So we test drove the Signature version of that. The only engine available for that is a 2.5-liter turbocharged engine. It's very nice, very torquey. It's tuned for torque, not horsepower. I think it only puts out about 250 horse, but really accessible, smooth torque. The vehicle is quick, it's quiet, doesn't feel like a four-cylinder vehicle. And one of the benefits of that is fuel economy as well. We saw almost 20 mpg, which is nice in a big crossover of this mass and of this power. But so you now have a Mazda crossover that, that tips the scale almost at $50,000. Now, you can do one for much less, but if you're looking for all that kind of equipment, this might be the way to go.
Again, I say to folks, I mean, if you're used to just buying Toyotas and Hondas and the same old, same old, you know, you owe it to yourself to check out Mazda as a brand. They've come a long way, and they really do produce some very compelling offerings. Let's talk next about a car that, you know, kind of makes me sad and confused at the same time. This is the 2018 Ford EcoSport Titanium. As Ford, this is the sad part for me, drops its passenger car lines, you know, gone will be the Focus, which makes no sense. Gone will be the Fiesta, and gone will be the Taurus, and gone will be the Fusion. So that's the sad part of this. And the confusing part of this vehicle to me is, where in blazes does it come from? It's got to be from another part of the world. And, you know, why are they sliding this particular one in, except to have a player in that competitive crossover section, the small crossover that they don't yet have?
That's a really great question, because Ford sells the Escape, which is a compact crossover, very competitive in its class and excellent power traits too. But Ford did not have that, and they, I'm sorry, the Escape is a compact crossover. Ford did not have a subcompact crossover, so they reached out to, of all places, India, where they were selling the EcoSport. Now, they sell the EcoSport in a number of markets, but they had the production capacity there. So the American EcoSport that we can buy is actually produced in India, and there are a number of things about this vehicle that sort of seem like this vehicle is not an American market vehicle. Front seat room and comfort is a little bit challenged. I'm a big guy, but I fit in every single subcompact crossover very well, except for this one. It's strangely cramped up front. Additionally, the rear hatch is hinged on the passenger side, not on the top, so it opens like a door, not like a hatch, which is a strange feature. And then the powertrains are a little bit odd. If you order a front drive EcoSport, you get a turbocharged 3-liter EcoBoost engine, but if you go with all-wheel drive, you get a conventional 2-liter engine, four-cylinder. And of the two, the four-cylinder is the vastly more refined engine, but you can only get it by committing to all-wheel drive and paying that money. So it's a very interesting vehicle. It doesn't feel like a big market, big manufacturer vehicle exactly. That said, it's very nicely put together. It looks nice. It feels nice. But it's a strange package, and virtually every other vehicle in the category is probably a better option.
Yeah, Ford can do better, and again, I personally wish that they weren't completely dialing out of cars. I just think it's a big mistake, but time will tell, and time is telling us to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk about Mustang Bullets. This is the third rendition of the Bullet, believe it or not. Make a quick trivia question. What was Mr. Bullet's first name in those famous Steve McQueen movies? What was his first name in Steve McQueen in the Bullet movies? His first name. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More talks today on how to get the government reopened without any apparent success. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells ABC News this week the borders must be secured.
At this point, you know, the Democrats continue to play games. We had their meetings yesterday where Secretary Nielsen was able to lay out the security concerns at the border, the very real security concerns, drugs, crime, human trafficking. But we've got to see the games stop.
National Security Advisor John Bolton now in Israel saying today that the U.S. military withdrawal from northeastern Syria has no timetable and that officials will keep an eye on ISIS.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated.
Bolton also saying both the U.S. and Israel are keeping an eye on Iran and its influence in that region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
It's considered one of the greatest cop and robber chase scenes in the history of the motion pictures, Bullet. Steve McQueen, who himself was quite a driver himself and did a lot of the stunts, not 100% of them, but a lot of the stunts in the 1968 movie that portrayed this detective and looking for his first name. His last name was Bullet. It was nothing to do with what was being shot. It is to do with the person's last name. It was Black Bullet. What's his name? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Tom Appel is along for the ride. We're talking about some of the vehicles that have gone through the garage at Consumer Guide Automotive in recent times. And Tom, if there ever was a kind of vehicle that, you know, stirs my soul, that's my kind of vehicle, I am a fan of all the muscle cars, all the modern-day muscle cars. The Mustang, the current generation, is the best one they've ever, ever made. The FCA Challenger and Charger, and of course the Chevrolet Camaro. How can you not love these vehicles if you grew up, and certainly in the era that I grew up? But this is the third time that Ford has done this, a Bullet Edition. They did it on the slightly warmed over 2001 update of the Mustang, which was a spin-off really going back to 1979, no matter how you slice it. And then they did it again. Excuse me. Nasty cold that just doesn't seem to want to go away. Did it in 2008 and 2009. A friend of mine, Josh Lewis, from RawAutos.com, who served as my on-the-road producer for many events. I owned one of those, and it was well done. It wasn't great. I so enjoyed the 2015 update on the Mustang, and that's what this one rides on. This is a 2019 Mustang Bullitt. Tell us all about it, Tom.
Yeah, and this is probably one of the best overall Mustangs I've ever driven. It's actually just a sheer delight to drive. But as you mentioned, that this is a tribute to the original movie car. But what really carries over from that original movie car is the name and the color. After that, this is all new current Mustang, and you get a lot. There's a lot going on here. As an upgrade from the GT, the Bullitt starts life as a GT. You get a strut tower brace. You get a Torsen 373 rear axle. You get specific wheels. You get specific tiles. You get chassis upgrades. And you get a 20 horsepower bump to a solid 480 horsepower, which just seems crazy if you've been following the history of the Mustang, because I still remember when a 5-liter HO was 225 horsepower, and we thought that was all the power in the world. But this is just a really wonderful balanced car on the street. There's really nothing here not to like or even not to love, except for the price. You're paying about 10 grand more than a well-equipped Mustang GT for the Bullitt. So this thing comes close to 50 grand, which is kind of a lot of money, because you can get a Mustang that's fun to drive for a lot less money than that. But if you think there's some collectability here or you have the money to spend, no one is going to tell you not to buy this car. It's a flat-out joy to drive.
Most definitely. And, of course, Ford has the Shelby GT350, which I have had the pleasure of driving myself. And upcoming in Detroit, we'll see the unwrapping of the GT500 Shelby, which will be the most powerful Ford engine ever put in a vehicle to date, and rumor has it somewhere in the 700 horsepower range. But there's some possible collectability with this one. I would definitely say of the three generations of Bullitts, this is by far the one that has the most likely capability of years from now being the one that people will pay a premium to own. This is a car that, it's out there now as a new vehicle, but there are people out there that would love to have it but can never afford it, and maybe 10 or 20 years from now when they're on the auction block, this vehicle will be hotly sought after. And they've done some updates to the Mustang for 2018-2019, and including an electronics package, and this one has the special Bullitt electronics package with blind spot and cross traffic alert, and it also has MagnaRide, a dampening system that we're used to seeing primarily in Corvettes and GM type vehicles.
Yeah, MagnaRide is interesting because that was an exclusive property of General Motors from 20, 25 years ago. But that technology has gotten around and is being licensed out. And yeah, the impact is wonderful because MagnaRide does a great job of balancing ride and handling and taking a lot of the harshness out of the ride of high-performance vehicles.
And interestingly enough, this vehicle is... actually gets very good big and tall ratings. Tell us about the comfort factor for big guys like yourself. And again, Tom is a middle linebacker for the Bears on the side, so that's what he looks like in person. And I'm a small guy, and then Rick Cotta on his staff is a basketball player for the Bulls.
Yeah, our guy Damon is pushing 6'6", so he does all our tall ratings. But for a muscle car, for a pony car, the Mustang is surprisingly accommodating. It is a little work to get in and out of, but once you're in there's plenty of room. Tall guys and big guys will fit just fine up front. Additionally, despite the swoopy roof line and everything that this car is supposed to be, the back seat is actually functional, and you could put two small adults in the back seat without too much work, making this a very practical vehicle. All things considered.
Yeah, my wife actually uttered these words a little while back, and that's, it was only the three of us, myself and my wife and my daughter, and we're all on the small side of the fence. But she actually muttered something about a Mustang as a family car, and I said to myself, this I like, this I like. You know, probably never happened, but geez, that would be cool for the car guy like me who would love to have this as his personal ride. But I'm a big fan. I call this the sexy Mustang, too. This is the first time that the Mustang has kind of crossed into that a little bit of sexy category. It's got a roundness, it's got a sleekness to it from different angles. This is not your father's Mustang.
No, and as you mentioned, it's worth walking around. I don't think the pictures quite do it justice. It's got some great lines, and there isn't one line that goes astray on the whole vehicle. It's just very attractive. It's subtle from some angles, and in a rich, dark kind of color like this, I think you really get a sense of the contours.
Absolutely. Let's put our prognostication hats on here. I'll put you on the spot a little bit on the GT500 upcoming, and I have been told, because we're going to have on the radio 2 weeks from today, live, supposedly, the gentleman live from Ford to tell us about the just-unveiled Sunday afternoon, January 20th, Shelby GT500. What do you think, you know, will be the power output of this engine? And the other question I have for you, I predict there will be an option for the first time for a paddle shifter or the kind of gearbox that we see in the Ford GT supercar. What do you think about power, and what do you think about a two-pedal vehicle for the first time in a high-performance Mustang?
I think the automatic is almost certain. As for horsepower, you and I had this exact same conversation before the Hellcat came out. I think we both shot low. So I'm going to go with 800 horsepower. Call me crazy. I'm going to go with 800 horsepower.
Very cool. So it's going to be actually surpassing the ultimate non-demon from Dodge, that being the Hellcat Red Eye, which is, I believe, 790 horsepower. That would be a smart move if they could do that, if they could somehow wring 800 horsepower out of this. How does it make you feel if you are lucky enough? But then again, those people who are buying Ford GTs have so much money that usually their blood pressure is 40 over 20 anyway. won't care that they're being out-muscled by the Mustang. But we'll ponder that for a few moments, and we're still looking for someone to call in and give us the name of Steve McQueen's character in the Bullet movie. And last name was Bullet. What was his first name? 855-660-4261. Call McKenzie. He's lonely. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Well, Billy would be happy to know that somebody finally is emailing me the answer to this question about Steve McQueen's character name in the Bullet movie, Frank Bullet. Thank God here for Stephen in New Hampshire. Leave it to a Yankee, a New Englander to come through with that. We so appreciate it. Tom Appello's with us. We're talking about the upcoming Shelby GT500 for Mustang, and Tom from Mustang and from Ford is saying it's going to be 800 horsepower. And I like your line of thinking there, but I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'm going to say 750. I don't think Ford has the what have you to do that, but it would be a wise move, as I said earlier. Let's talk about some of the other vehicles and cool stuff. You've got some great, just to pay tribute to some of your great work here at the Daily Drive, you get a photo gallery of some really interesting things up that I wanted to talk to you about, including Donald Trump at one point had his own limousine. Believe it or not, my wife had a bottle of the Donald Trump wine, and I wanted to try it, but she gave it away to somebody. Not only does he own a winery, but at one time here he was dabbling in limousines, and it's a rather Donald-looking vehicle in a lot of ways. Looks like it has a Lincoln grill on a Cadillac body with a little extra chrome in the middle. Tell us about this Trump limousine.
Yeah, this was back in 1987. Donald Trump had reached out to General Motors, hoping to build what he called the most luxurious limousine of all time. General Motors, of course, parent company of Cadillac, was in the limousine business. If not directly, they supplied vehicles that were ready for stretching to after-body coach work. So Cadillac was interested, or General Motors was interested. So Donald Trump, or people who worked for Donald Trump, the story's a little murky, designed what they thought would be a fantastic limousine. And a lot of what happened was there was a full bar inside. There was a lot of leather, a lot of special wood trim, including cellular phones, which were rare at the time, and a fax machine. So this all went to work, and at the 1989, I think it was called the Limousine and Chauffeur Show in Atlantic City, the Trump limousine was revealed in two forms. There was a golden edition and an executive edition. the Golden being the higher Zoot version, but they were very expensive at the time, the top-line version going for about $60,000. But they were revealed, but one thing happened that kind of put the kibosh on the whole process was that Donald Trump didn't come through with his promise to purchase 50 of these vehicles, which would have kick-started sales. So this vehicle was never actually produced except for the two prototypes. Donald Trump took delivery of the one, the Golden Edition, and the other version is in the hands of private collectors somewhere in England. So that's it. These are kind of rare vehicles. They're historically interesting, especially since the designer of note of the vehicle is now president. But, yeah, just a little known historical footnote here.
Yeah, I like it. It's a great story. Folks should check it out. Also, the photo feature, which you guys took from your sister publication, Collectible Automobile Magazine, of the 66 T-Bird, as I've said before on this program, my family car growing up was many T-Birds, but it didn't begin till 67. But I can tell you, having attended Barry Jackson and Meekum and all those great auctions, whenever I see one of these, like 66 T-Birds, you know, boy, oh boy, I go over and sit in it, because this is a cool-looking vehicle. And not only when you look at the T-Birds of that era, there was such of inspiration from space, and you know, the flying car, it definitely had a lot of aero type appeal in the interior design, and this is one fine looking vehicle.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this we borrowed this from the pages of Collectible Automobile Magazine, our sister publication that's edited and put together by John Beale, who does a fantastic job with that magazine. But every other month, there's a couple of features like this, but this is one of the more interesting ones. I love this car. I love this color red. I love these wonderful wire wheels, which were optional at the time. But yeah, as you mentioned, there's a very aerodynamic sort of space age look to this thing.
Yeah, really, it's a stunning vehicle. Let's talk about another vehicle that has gone through the garage recently, and that's the 2018 Lexus LS 500. For the first time, the LS has the numeral 5 in its name. And again, taking a look at that spindle grille and those large chrome wheels, you know, you must admit this is a... You know, I know a lot of people don't like the spindle grille. To me, it kind of looks like an electric shaver from many different angles. But I think it's well done. I haven't driven the vehicle. You guys have. Tell us about the LS500.
Yeah, it's an interesting vehicle. As you mentioned, it's the first time they've used the 500 nomenclature. It's also the first time that the LS is not available with the V8. Instead, there is a twin turbocharged 3.5-liter V6. That's what we tested here. Or you can get the same engine augmented by a hybrid powertrain. That's the 500H, which we've also driven. But the LS plays in an interesting category. I think it's not unreasonable to compare it to a Mercedes-Benz S-Class or BMW 7 Series, though the pricing certainly starts a little bit below that. I'm not blown away by this vehicle. I wanted to love it. I only like it. It's just a little bit space inefficient, and the ride isn't quite where you'd expect it in this class, but it has a lot going for it, including an incredibly smooth powertrain, fantastic power. Also, this car is built better than virtually any vehicle I've ever had the chance to test drive. I mean, I know that's what Lexus is known for, but if anyone remembers how well Mercedes-Benz vehicles were built in the 80s, this is what this reminds me of. You close the door, and there's just an incredible funk of solidity. These vehicles just look and feel as if they're flawlessly built, and that's, I think, part of the appeal.
Yeah, very well said, Tom. Other great stuff up on the Daily Drive right now. You should check out the photo feature of the 59 Fiat Abarth 750 Zatego. And this is one cool-looking Italian vehicle. And certainly those who have driven the 500 Abarth will notice that same badging proudly worn on the front of this vehicle from 1959. I can't believe it's that far back, but it doesn't look like a 59 vehicle. It's actually quite modern in its design.
That's exactly my thought. This looks like something from the mid-60s. This vehicle is way ahead of its time. It's got an interesting profile. It looks a little bit like an early Saab and a little bit like an early Ferrari.
Very true.
It's a very interesting look, especially from the rear three-quarter where you can see the the separate pods that sort of form the headliner. Very interesting car.
Another feature borrowed from Collectible Automobile, the 53 Kaiser Dragon. Now, that's a cool name for a car. Number one, most people aren't familiar with the brand Kaiser. And number two, Dragon, you know, is surprisingly a name that hasn't been used in any other application. And I could, you know, nowadays, politically incorrect thing to say, but GM or Volkswagen or somebody should build a blank Dragon for the Chinese marketplace, and that would be a big hit.
Yeah, Kaiser is one of those brands that we lost, and it isn't much discussed anymore, which is sort of a shame. But this was a high-end vehicle back in the day, and it was already starting to grow a little bit dated. A lot of those independent manufacturers really didn't have the money to do the product development that big three makers had, especially Cadillac or Lincoln or Chrysler with the Imperial. So this vehicle was making do with a six-cylinder engine when those were playing with V8s. But the Dragon name came from the interior treatment, and if you look at these seats, which are difficult to discuss, but they have this great texture to them, and a dragon skin-like texture, if you will.
Wow, cool.
But yeah, this is just a really interesting-looking vehicle.
There's also a great story that you have up. We talked about Mazda's signature series, CX-9, a little bit earlier, but Rick Cotta did a story, Mazda-ing in Winter Wonderland with the CX-3, the CX-5, and the CX-9. That sounds like a fun adventure. Tell us a little bit about where Rick went and what he did.
Yeah, Mazda was keen to have people understand that their crossovers are not only that they're in the crossover business and have one in each of the hot categories, but also that Mazda's all-wheel drive system is a little bit over the typical just open diff system. It's actually a fairly sophisticated snow-ready system. So they flew some journalists out, and our guy Riccata had a drive, and much to everyone's delight, they ran into a whole lot of snow. British Columbia, and they had a chance to try these vehicles out. And as Mazda might have hoped, our guy Rick came away very impressed by how well these vehicles handled snow and just how well that all-wheel drive system actually works.
Remind everybody about all the cool stuff that they can get at the Daily Drive every single day.
Yeah, all of our new car stuff is at consumerguide.com. If you go there, you can link to our blog. That's where we have the stuff that we borrow from Collectible Automobile Magazine. The stuff I hope is humorous that I try to post at least once a week, and all of our long-form drive reports. So please check that out. Also, if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm CarGuyTom on Twitter.
That's right, and there he is. Thank you, my friend, for this hour. We'll talk with you again soon. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.